Are they gonna got any more rises in mind? Bob, I'm going to meet the director. The budget's coming in. Would you mind doing this for me? Ask call Gardner Ackley. Tell him that this conversation, he's the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, pretty level-headed fella, and tell him that I ask you to let him know about this conversation and that I think, in the light of what Blau says, that it might be good for him to talk to him very confidentially. And then you tell Blau he's going to call him and let them get together and see if we can't stop some of this trouble. White House. Just call the White House switchboard and tell them that the President asked you to get a hold of Mr. Ackley and deliver a message from him. You just tell Ackley that I had to go meet the Director of the Budget. It's coming in by plane, but that I wish that you would relate to him what you related to me, and that instead of our calling Blau down, or calling his business council group that I talked about calling down, that I think if he would call Blau on the phone and tell him his concerns and get Blau's statements and see if they can't have a pretty good exchange of information. And I'll be back in touch with you. Now, one other thing, I'm in a hurry, but one other thing, are you sure that we're taking all the precautions we ought to take to prevent any demonstrations down there in January? I thought it might be a good idea. Maybe if one of our top officials, you or man or somebody, went in here on some other excuse and just said we're really going to make progress and we're working fine together and kind of took a little bit of the bloom off the rose that these other guys, that they're off of the canal now and they're on the Army. And if we could just kind of say that we're really going to improve understandings between us, and we're working on a lot of things. Probably out of it will come more employment for their citizens and more payroll for that country, and we already have a pretty big payroll that's helpful to them, and kind of answer subtly their arguments that the Army ought to get out, because if they go to thinking about how much that payroll means to them, they might not be so damned demonstrative. The trouble is, they talk first and think afterwards. If you'll just, I think if it, I don't recommend anything. I'm not close enough to it. I think you all are, but I know whatever precautions a prudent man would take ought to be taken before those hot-headed people go to saying that canal's all right, but we got to get rid of the Army. And if maybe some of our, some of John McCone's people, one of them might make a speech down there that saying that the Army has a payroll of $3 million a year here. And we want more jobs and we want some modifications, but we sure don't want to lose this payroll. It might take a little bloom off of it before they hit us. Now, Gardner Ackley, you talk to him and I'll be back in touch with you. Yeah. Not all. You just be sure that it's done, and I'll do it right now. I'll tell Ms. Johnson. And any others like that. Just, I don't know about those things, and the only way I know is you tell me, and there's no use being modest between us. Yes, sir. We sure expect it. Now, let me ask you, let's see, there's one thing, wasn't about the economy, the excise tax. There's one other thing I wanted to ask you. I can't think of it. I guess it's, you talked to, yes, it's on this boy Jones. I might near going to have to appoint Ross because he's a symbol of everything, and I'll just be sold out to the gas companies, lock, stock, and barrel if I don't, with the Times and with the Post and with George Aiken and with people I just got to have on foreign relations and other things. I have a man that's awfully good lawyer, Phi Beta Kappa fella, out in Chicago, the biggest firm there. I don't have his name here now. But I don't know whether he'd take it. I'm having a little study made to see whether Dirksen. John Macy says this boy Jones at Columbia has got one of the best attitudes, and he considers him one of the best prospects. Anybody, I remembered I asked you to look into him. Now, if I could get by with him, with Dirksen and with the moderate people, the gas people, what's the matter with these gas people? They say that this damn commission's going in to rate bases going back 10, 15, 20 years, and that it's just going to wreck everybody. That's number one. Number two, that they don't give them a fair market value for their rate on their equipment. They take it depreciated, and pretty soon all of it's going to be depreciated, and they'll get 6% of zero. And I don't know how much this Jones has been looked into. I don't have any idea of his views. And I just want to be sure that we wouldn't be picking another Leland Olds or another fella like that. Well, he sure got ability, hasn't he? Well, pursue it a little further. Well, you see, Woodward had died. Two vacancies. Both of them are Republican vacancies, are independents. Yeah, well, it'd be all right if he meets other qualifications. I don't know. I might not appoint Ross, but I'll tell you, if I don't, it's going to raise more hell than you ever heard of, and the attack's going to be on the industry. But if Jones would be a counterpart and could make him be a little just, and we could talk to Ross and say, now you quit being an advocate, you be a judge, it might be the answer to it if Jones would balance it and so forth. All right.